This is Dr. Subhash Jaisinghya, colonoscopy reporter and patient Christy Fekani. Date of birth is 3/13/1988. Indicated procedure was erectile bleeding, diarrhea, and possibility hemorrhoids. There appeared to be a small bulge in the appendiceal orifice. I asked the patient, she said she had appendectomy, so most likely this was appendiceal stump that could be causing it. There's no growth noted in the cecal area. Tummy ileum was intubated, tummy and gastrointestinal ruptured, no, we're saying gastritis, colitis, or evidence of distal proctitis, not a distal part of the rectum. Multi-biopsy were taken with tummy ileum and colon, drew a microscopic inflammation. Biopsy for the rectum also drew a microscopic inflammation. But if the distal rectum biopsy from the inflamed area, could this be a consistent with any inflammatory process microscopically? Or could this be a flare-up irritation from the prep? Rectal fracture with dermis revealed grade 1, grade 2 internal hemorrhage of bleeding, thirsty evacuation. So, questionable external hemorrhage, but there's a possibility of the anorectal tag noted, evacuation, pressure, patient, or complication. Find them adequate prep. Find number one, colonoscopy up to cecum and tummy. Number two, adequate prep. Number three, no evidence of gastritis, colitis, no evidence of any proctitis, proximal proctitis, but the biopsy were taken for a microscopic patient. Number four, distal inflammation noted in distal rectum area, distal proctitis, biopsy were taken for slight diagnosis to confirm whether there's microscopic evidence of inflammation. Number five, patient had internal grade one, grade two internal hemorrhoids. And question of external hemorrhoids with also appearance of an anorectal tag. Number six was appendiceal orifice appeared to have bulged, but since the patient has appendectomy, this could be a remnant of the appendix, which is causing a bulge. Doesn't look like a mass or a growth at this moment. Recommendation: away from any biopsy of the colon, tummy, ileum, and the rectum. If the biopsy is positive, the microscopic patient will treat accordingly. Number three: away from the biopsy of the rectum, distal rectum. If comes a positive for the inflammation, microscopically, then recommend to the methylamine enema. Number five: advice patient half drink water. It's too soft and it's a suitable for some preparation, any chance for frame. Recommend patient to be seen by the surgeon for the anorectal examination for this anorectal tag. I'm sending the patient to Samuel Dehusis for this reason. Also, recommend a CT enterogram. If all the biopsy comes negative, the microscopic inflammation for the diarrhea, recommend CT enterogram for the evaluation. CT enterogram will also look at the cecal area on the CT enterogram if there's any significance. If the patient starts having symptoms right of the quadrant, or if the CT scan shows to be any mass or growth in the cecal area, the pericecal area and the appendiceal area, then the patient might benefit from surgical resection of that area. Otherwise, follow on to your submission. Please send a call to patient primary care for Dr. Maria Colazzo, Marie Colazzo, M-A-R-I-E, Marie Colazzo, and Dr. Palmsari. They have to show May 6th on 23rd, May 6th on 23rd. If all comes negative, biopsy-wise, the repeat colonoscopy in 10 years for colon cancer screening. Patient option, thanks.